When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Absolutely, unequivocally, yes, is the answer. Now, here is the host of The Long Bearded Guy, the Chief Catalyst Strategist Guide at Jewel International, Gordon D. Melville.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to The Long Bearded Guy with Gordon D. Melville. That's me on Inspired Choices Network. Thank you for being here. Welcome to Red Fridays. I got my red tie on. You can't see the top of it, but you can see I'm wearing my red tie. Remember everyone deployed. R-E-D, remember everyone deployed. They're willing to stand on the wall for us. We need to make sure we give it back to them. Mad respect for them. So Red Fridays, every Friday I try and wear something red. And we make sure that we talk about them and show respect for them. No matter where they are, no matter what they're talking about, no matter where they happen to be on the planet. And that's it, because whether they should be there or not doesn't matter to me. That's a completely different conversation. I need to separate. We need to separate the confrontation of where they are with who they are. And again, what they do with who they are, interestingly enough. So today we're going to talk about good news. It's all my fault. And I'm going to explain that to you. Don't worry. We're going to have some good conversation around this. I want to empower you. I want to put you in a place where you understand you're not a victim. You're not a victim. You have the power to master control of this specific thing. All right. And we're going to dig into that today. So welcome to The Long Bearded Guy. Thank you for being here. I deeply appreciate you being here. I know there's people listening from all over the place, literally all over the world. There's people at work. There's people at home. There's people on vacation. There's people in a soft chair watching or listening. Thank you for being here. I really, really appreciate that. I've got my special mug with my drink in it. So as we get going, I give you 30 seconds to go find yourself a journal, something to write on, something to write with. You're going to want to take some notes. We want to be able to remember stuff. We really do. And our intention is good to be able to do that. But most of us can't retain more than 10%, even if we take good notes and review them. So we need to make sure that we do that. So I'll give you a few minutes notice, a little bit of head start there. Grab yourself something to write with and something to write on. And if you know me, great. You know I'm Gordon D. Melville, the long-bearded guy. They refer to me sometimes as the king of EQ because of emotional quotient. And that's part of what I teach. It's part of what I share. It's part of what I mentor around. I'm on a mission to positively change the lives of every man I meet and every person I meet, more generally speaking. But I'm trying to do that by raising their emotional quotient. I'm trying to do that by giving them the tools they need and strategies they need to improve their life. Because if their EQ goes up, if their emotional quotient goes up, everything in their life gets better. In all of our life, gets better. So I'm the founder and CEO of Jewel International. I'm a champion mindset mentor for a pro basketball team. I'm a multi-award winning international best-selling author multiple times. I'm an international speaker. I teach the 7 levels of emotional intelligence for men. And you know what? At the end of the day, that's who you're talking about. My avatars are entrepreneurial men and pro athletes. And today I want you to know I'm talking to the athletes and founders and educators and executives and entrepreneurs all over the place. These are specifically who I'm talking to today. These are my avatars, and I'll work with anybody and I'll talk to everybody, but that's where my heart is, because I'm an entrepreneurial man, and Papa put pro athletes in front of me as people that I can help and that I can help move forward. So taking some of that real high level discipline stuff and building it into everybody else raises everything up. It lifts everything up. And so even though they're world-class in that one area of their life, the topic we're talking about today is something they struggle with. It's something we all struggle with. It's something I struggle with. And so I'm not preaching to you. I'm preaching as part of us. I'm talking to myself as much as to you. And you've heard me say that a bunch. But I want you to understand, I'm not trying to be right. I'm not looking to be right. I'm looking to help share what I've learned and where I'm at. Because one of the things that came up this week with a client was, Gord, I didn't even realize that was an option. I didn't even realize there was a potential, or it was a, there was an option outside of what I was already doing that could improve myself. I didn't even know it was there. So I'm like, okay, great. We need to talk about, sorry, there's my mic. We'll need to talk about awareness. We need to be aware of what's going on. We need to be understand, yes, I can. There are options. And we may not like the options. Sometimes it's, oh, I don't have any option. I don't have any choice. Yeah, you do. You always have a choice. You may not like what the options are, but you always have a choice. And so whether you're listening to me for the first time, you're listening to me for, if you listen to me every week, thank you for the people that do that. And I'm excited to have you find me on Apple TV and Google TV. And please, by the way, please, 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 and you hear this all over the place, but please love, like, share, subscribe. You can find me on, we stream today on, obviously on Inspired Choices Network. Obviously, that's where we're streaming. But we also stream on YouTube, we stream on Facebook, and we stream on InspiredChoicesNetwork.tv. But we're also on all these other things, Roku and Amazon Fire and Spotify and iHeartRadio and all these other places. So anywhere that you listen to stuff or watch your stuff, please find me, the long bearded guy, you know, on Inspired Choices Network. You can find that. It's a free download, Inspired Choices Network, wherever you would download your apps in your app stores, no matter whether you're using Apple or an Android. But please, please like it, love it, share it. We've got an ignorant, hundreds of millions of reach, but I'm looking for engagement. I want people to engage me. Even if it's to tell me I'm full of poop, that's fine. I'm okay with that. I'm a big boy. I can deal with it. I've been told that before. So you know what? It will not affect me, but I want that engagement. I want you to reach out. So as we get going today, good news. It's all my fault. It's all my fault. Thank you for listening to the show today. Thank you so much. And you know what? When you like it, love it, share it, subscribe, that kind of thing. It helps with the algorithms and it helps pay for the show. So thank you so much for doing it. As we get going here, grab your journal, have something to write with. Good news. It's all my fault. This is an empower. It's an unvarnished truth. It's the we don't have to like it. Matter of fact, most of us don't. Most of us don't like it. Why? Because we hate looking in the mirror. Yes? Are you with me? Or I'm the only one, or we all feel that? Right? We don't like looking at a mirror. We don't like looking at ourselves. That introspection is hard. That's why most people don't do it. Most people don't do it. Very few people do it, matter of fact. Less than 3% of the population does any kind of personal development. We wonder why the world's having some troubles, some big troubles, and some big struggles. So if we could all understand this concept that we're talking about today, the unvarnished truth, and I want to read what my copy was for today and what I had written for today. It says, good news, it's all my fault. That's right. The good news is that when we take 100% ownership of our lives, we reclaim our power. I'm going to say that again. The good news is when we take 100% ownership of our lives, we reclaim our power. We take it back. The news is it's time to stop blaming anyone and everyone else. We want to point the finger and go, no, it's because of them. It's because of them. It's because of my parents. It's because of my ex-boss. It's because of my ex-partner. It's because of my whatever it is. Stop pointing. Stop blaming everybody else. It's not them. By embracing this truth, we unlock unparalleled success and transformation. When we say it's all my fault, we're not just accepting responsibility, we're asserting control. We're asserting control over our destiny. When we say it's all my fault, we're not just accepting responsibility, we're asserting control over our own destiny. Good things come when we own our choices, our mistakes, and our victories. The real good news is here that taking full accountability ignites the powerful shift. It's liberating, it's empowering, and it's the cornerstone of professional development, profound personal development, personal and professional. So at work and at home. Let's stop the blame game. It's time to look in the mirror, take charge, and realize that the life we have always dreamed of is within our grasp. Own it, because the good news is it's all ours to shape. I'm not negating Papa in this process, by the way. And for those of you that don't know, I call God Papa because of my relationship with him, but I'm not negating his piece into all of this. But he's given us free will. And we abdicate that. We abdicate that power. We're the only living thing he's given the ability to do that. Nothing else living can change what it is. If I plant an acorn, I'm going to get an oak tree. If I have a Labradoodle puppy, it's going to turn into an adult Labradoodle. If I have a German Shepherd, it's going to be a puppy. It's going to turn into a full-grown German Shepherd. Why? Because it can't change what it is. But Papa gifted us the ability to change. But the only way that happens is if we take ownership of our own poop, of our own shit. We have to be able to take ownership. It's not on anybody else. It's on ourselves. We have to stop blaming people around us. It's not their fault. It's our fault. We are where we are and at the levels we are because of the choices we've made. Because of our decisions, good, bad, or otherwise. It's nothing to do with anybody else. Oh, yeah, I had a boss. Yeah. Did you choose to work there? Well, yeah. Great. Then it's on you. It's not on them. Yeah. But I didn't have any choice. No. That's weak. Come on. That's weak. Go find something else. I'm not saying quit before you have another job. That's not prudent because you have bills. But still, go find something that works better for you and do that. Stop being, it's not their fault. It's my fault. It's your fault. You are where you are because of the choices you've made. It's time we look in the mirror, take charge, and realize that the life we've always dreamed of is on the other side of that, is within our grasp. Own it, because the good news is it's all ours to shape. Step into your power today and transform your life with unwavering accountability. Unwavering accountability. I said, if you're ready to take charge of you, the only thing that you can control, that you're invited. And I've said, this won't be pretty and it's going to hurt and maybe even tick some folks off, but it's the unvarnished truth and it needs to be shared so folks are aware of their options if they want them, and then have the courage to be a lion, not a sheep, and do it and execute on it. Are you a sheep or are you a lion? You're just going to let stuff happen? Why is the lion the king of the jungle? It's not because he's the biggest. That'd be an elephant. He's not the fastest. That's cheetah. Not the smartest. Why is he the king of the jungle? Because when he's standing in front of an elephant, the lion's brain goes, oh, look, lunch. And what's the elephant thinking? Crap, I got to go. I got to run. Why? Because it knows it's going to be lunch. Goes to the mindset. It goes to exactly what you're talking about. Stop being a victim. You are not a victim. We are not victims. We're not. Stop acting like one. Stop treating yourself like one. Stop giving yourself that out. It's not true. Absolutely not true. Empowerment, freedom comes when we own it, when we own the choice, when we own it and say, put our foot down and say, you know what? I am going to control what I can control. And guess what? The only thing we can control is ourselves. The only thing we can control is ourselves. You've heard me say it before. Control is an illusion. Outside of yourself, you can influence, but you can't control. If you have children or pets, you know, very quickly, just like that, you learn, hey, oops. Yeah, no, there's no such thing as control. What I think and what I do are the only things I can control. But then I ask people, so what time have you spent, or money have you spent, or programs have you plugged into to master control of the one thing that you can? And they look at me and go, Gorda, I haven't spent it yet. Exactly. Exactly. We need to do that. You want to control your life? Control you. Master control of you. What does that mean? What they say, 10,000 hours to get mastery, right? 10,000 hours to be a chef, 10,000 hours to be, To be great or a master of anything, you need 10,000 hours. How many hours have you spent trying to master you? I'm throwing the gauntlet down. This isn't going to be pretty, and it's going to hurt. It's going to hurt. I'm throwing it down for myself as much as for you guys. It's been hard. It's been hard. But we have to look at ourselves and go, you know what? I don't have anybody to blame but myself. Great news, though. Good news. It's my fault I'm here. That means I can change it. I can change it. That's awesome. I'm not a victim. It's not anybody else's fault. It's not anybody else's responsibility to change me. That's on me. I got to take a quick break. I got to do a quick shout out here for Jose Escobar, but we want, as we're going for breaks here, I want you to pause and breathe. I want you to stop and let this stuff filter in. Let it filter in. Gord, I receive that. I receive that information. Why? We want it to penetrate. I want it to penetrate. Don't just let it sit on the surface. Don't just write the stuff down and never look at it again. Chew on it. Spend part of the day. Spend some of the weekend going, what the hell was he talking about? Chew on it. Be honest with yourself. I'm doing this with this hard work myself this week. It's been a tough week. Transparent and vulnerable, right? I talk about it all the time. It's been a brutal, brutal week health-wise. So I'm trying to evaluate. What am I doing that's getting me where I want to go? And if it's not, I can't do it. No matter how good it is, it's nothing to do with whatever the stuff. They're all good things. But I have to take ownership because it's my choice. Jose Escobar is the founder and CEO of the Entrepreneur's Bookshelf. Check out his Connected Leaders Academy membership to take your business to the next level. This is the perfect tribe to learn, grow, and connect like never before. The Connected Leaders Academy tribe brings together some of the highest level entrepreneurs from all over the world. Set up a virtual coffee with Jose Escobar today, and you can reach him at theentrepreneursbookshelf.com. I think it's 18 countries around the world, and they're in almost every single state. So that's wonderful. It's an incredible group, 420 odd people, literally really high level entrepreneurs from all over the world. You want to raise your game? You want to make a good choice that can help move you forward? Reach out to Jose Escobar today. And like I say, as we take a quick break here, don't forget to pause and breathe. Don't forget to pause and breathe. Don't go anywhere. When we come back, we're going to talk about extreme ownership. Extreme ownership. What does that mean? There's a really good book I'm going to recommend. Anyway, don't go anywhere. You're with the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, on Inspired Choices Network. I'll be right back.
How much of our daily success relies on our mindset? Anything we are unaware of can still impact our lives. When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Why is the word stigma such a BS misnomer? Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Join the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville. The Chief Catalyst Strategist Guide at Jewel International invites you to an enlightening, sometimes shocking discussion. He will be challenging you to explore your own answers to these questions and so many more. This will lead you towards living an abundant, successful life no matter how you define it. Gordon D. Melville is live Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Long Bearded Guy with Gordon D. Melville. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. Now back to the program.
Hey everybody, welcome back. Thank you for sticking with me. It's the Long Bearded Guy, Gordon DeMelville, on Inspired Choices Network. And today we're talking about good news. It's all my fault. Good news. It's all my fault. Meaning, you know what? It's empowering. There's freedom. The unvarnished truth. The unvarnished truth is that it's all up to me. It's my choice. It's your choice. We're not victims. It's not an X. Stop pointing the finger. Take ownership. Take responsibility. Take extreme ownership. Extreme ownership. What does that mean? There's a really good book. It's called Extreme Ownership. That I took the cover off of it, the paper cover, so it didn't get wrecked. But that's Extreme Ownership with Jocko Willink and Leif Babin. Incredible book. But he talks about, if you don't know who they are, excuse me, I got hiccups. If you don't know who they are, Jocko and Leif were are retired Navy SEALs. And they still live that lifestyle. They still live that, wake up at 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning. They still make their bed every, like, they still live that. There's still no, there's no excuse, no BS. They call a spade a shovel. Like, these guys are they're men's men, but they get it. They understand. And so when we, some of the things they talk about in that book, they talk about believing in ourselves. How do we take extreme ownership? Right? Because that's where it all going to begin. That's where it all has to start. I have to be aware that there are options. So now you're aware there's options. Now what? Well, I have to believe in myself. I have to be able to check my ego at the door and be able to look internally and go, okay, there needs to be some introspection. There needs to be some introspection. Can you do that? Most people can't. Can you spend time by yourself? Or I can't meditate because my brain goes all over the place. Great. Reach out to me. There's some ways to do that. Get a good book. Get a book on meditating. There's some wonderful, incredible good things that can happen if you meditate. If you slow yourself down and spend time with you, it allows you to believe, to learn to believe in yourself. It allows you to put into place some tools and strategies that you can execute in your life to make it better. If you want it to be better, you got to do something different. If nothing changes, nothing changes. Right? If you don't do anything, again, definition, we all know it. Definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over and over and expecting a different result. It's not going to happen. Not for anybody. Not for you, not for me. It's never happened for anybody that way. If we want something to change, because you know what? We ask the question all the time. Did you use the best mind, the best logic, the best brain you have to get you where you are today? I've never had anybody say no. Everybody says yes. I've used the best logic that I know, everything I've known to do, the best brain I can find for of my own. Yes, I've used that to get to where I am. I'm like, great. Are you where you want to be? Well, no, I'm not. Then you need to do something different. You need to infuse something different into what you're doing. Another reason to reach out to me. I teach tools and strategies to improve your life to everybody. I teach it to high-level pro athletes. I teach it to entrepreneurial men. I started to teach it last year to women. And I learned a ton by doing that. A ton by doing that. If you want to grow, you got to plug into something. Oh, Gordon, it costs too much to buy a book. It's $30. Get over yourself. too expensive. What you just told me, again, no offense, what you just told me was, and we're going to talk about this next week in a much deeper thing, a much, much deeper way. When you tell me I don't have time to meditate, I don't have time to journal, I don't have time to read, I don't have time to do personal development. Lord, I can't afford to buy a book. I can't afford to apply for a course or a coach or a mentor. No offense, but what I just heard was, be honest with yourself, what I just heard was, I don't want to. That's way more honest. That's way more honest. Lord, it's not a priority. I can't spend $500 on a course. I can't spend $25,000 or $50,000 on a mentor or coach. Why is that? You drop 300 bucks at the bar or on dinner on the weekend hanging out with your friends that you don't get anything for. A little bit of time, you don't have anything to show for it. You drank it, ate it, right? And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. What I'm saying is put it in perspective, because what you're saying is partying and having fun is at a higher priority for me than growing as a human being. Most people want to sleep more than they want to be successful. Most people don't, it's not a priority. At some point we've given up. At some point we've settled. At some point we've gotten off that train and said, you know what? I don't need it that bad. I'm okay. I'm paying the bills. I've got a little bit of leftover for a vacation once in a while and some McDonald's from my family or from my kids or what. It's all good. I'm good. And we give up because we don't think we can. I got news for you. Yes, you can. Pay attention. Yes, you can. You have options. You can do anything you want. I mean, am I ever going to play in the NBA? No. Or NFL or NHL? No, that's not happening. Can I have influence on pro players? For sure I can. Absolutely I can. Can I impact the world at a much higher level? Yes, I can. What am I willing to do for that? One of the basic ways, I have to believe in myself. And I have to be able to check my ego at the door. I have to be able to check my ego. Because if I go, hey, you know what? I don't need to grow. Oh, I'm already there. Okay. And you've heard me say it lots. If that's where you are and you're good, great. Congratulations. You be you. But if you want to grow, you can't stay where you are. And you got to do something different than what you're doing. There's some great books. What Got You Here Won't Get You There is a great book. Same concept. Same concept. You got to do something different. Reach out to us. Reach out to me. Gord, can you help me? Because I'm not here to, will I lift you up and pat you on the back and encourage you? For sure. Talk to anybody that knows me, that spent time with me, that's been a client. They'll tell you, yes, he'll reach out and he'll support you. But I'm also going to rattle your cage that's self-built, self-imposed. I'm going to shake your chain, rattle your chain and go, hey, come on, let's go, snap out of it. Let's go. You want to get better? Then you got to do better. And once we know better, we'll do better. I can't just know it. I have to execute it. I can't just understand it here. It's got to come to my DNA. It's got to become part of who I am. Because once that happens, I'm going to start to move forward. I'm starting to grow, exponentially grow. As a human being, you value you enough? Believe in yourself. Do you believe in you enough? Are you worth putting 30 bucks into to buy a book? Are you worth spending $500? Are you spent $5,000? We'll spend lots of money on other stuff. Boats and trips and vacations and houses and all this fun stuff. That's wonderful. There's nothing wrong with any of those things. But if you're not where you want to be in your life, you're not where you think you should be or where you want to be, you need to start to put some attention and focus on who you're being. Who you're being just goes right to the heart of my whole stuff, who you be. the message. Who are you being in the world for yourself, for your family, for the world? How are you showing up? Who are you being? I'm going to challenge you all over the place. We're going to throw the gauntlet down all over the place today. And I said, this isn't going to be easy, and it may hurt, and you may go, Gord, you're a piece of, oh man, and you may tell me I'm full of shit. And that's okay. I can deal with that. I've got broad shoulders and thick skin, and you know what? I'm doing you a disservice if I don't let you know there's options. If I don't help you become aware that you can have more and be more. You can't become who you already are. Do you know who you are? Do you know who you're being? Reach out to me. We need to take another quick break. So I'm going to do another quick shout out for Jose Escobar, the founder and CEO of the Entrepreneur's Bookshelf. Check out the Entrepreneur's Bookshelf to learn more about his morning and evening routine mastery program that's changing people's lives. This program will help you install systems on the bookends of your day to maximize your morning and evening routine. Set up your free strategy session with Jose Escobar today. And again, you can reach him at theentrepreneursbookshelf.com. That's, and again, if you think you're elite or you think you're getting everything out of your day and you don't have a morning and evening routine, you're not getting the most out of your day. Stop fooling yourself. Give your head a shake. That's not happening. It's not happening. You need to have some kind of a morning and evening routine. We all do. We all do. We need routine. Everything about us is routine. When I get up, it's routine. When I go to bed, it's routine. Do we have a routine? Yes. There's certain things we have that we do over and 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 over. And we got to keep doing it. As we take a quick break here, don't forget to pause and breathe to ground yourself and let it percolate. And again, Gord, I receive it. I receive what I'm hearing. I'm letting it penetrate. I'm writing it down. I'm taking notes so that I can go back and look at this again later. I can chew on it and find out where I am for myself. Because I'm going to challenge you. You want to be better, you got to do something else. Don't forget to pause and breathe. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. We're going to talk some more about good news. It's all my fault. It's empowering. Here with the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville on Inspired Choices Network. Don't go anywhere.
How much of our daily success relies on our mindset? Anything we are unaware of can still impact our lives. When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Why is the word stigma such a BS misnomer? Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Join the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville. The Chief Catalyst Strategist Guide at Jewel International invites you to an enlightening, sometimes shocking discussion. He will be challenging you to explore your own answers to these questions and so many more. This will lead you towards living an abundant, successful life no matter how you define it. Gordon D. Melville is live Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
The Connected Leaders Academy is the number one fastest growing networking community for entrepreneurs. CLA assembles high-level leaders, titans of industry, and business owners under one roof. If you're an entrepreneur looking to grow personally, professionally, scale your influence, develop skills, and expand your network exponentially, the CLA is where you need to be. Want on to more podcasts and shows, speak on more stages, sell more books, products and services, get more leads, referrals, acquire new clients, develop lifelong friendships and more. Join the Connected Leaders Academy today. Contact Jose Escobar on Facebook or check out www.claglobalsummit.com for more information.
This is the Long Bearded Guy with Gordon D. Melville. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. Now back to the program.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Thank you for sticking with me. You're with the Long Bearded Guy, Gordon D. Melville, on Inspired Choices Network. And today we're talking about an empowering, freeing thing that says, hey, you know what? Good news. It's all my fault. It's all my fault. I am where I am in my life because of the choices and decisions I've made, good, bad, or otherwise. That means I have control of that. You have control of where you are. Congratulations. Well, that's an awesome, I don't know about you, that was empowering for me, because I'm like, wow, you know what? I'm not at the mercy of whatever. You'll hear me say, and for those of you that listen, longtime listeners, I appreciate you being here. You've heard me say, I say to people all the time, I don't tell them, if you're talking to me, I won't say to you, have a nice day. I won't say that to you because I don't want you to have a nice day. And I don't mean that to be a schmuck. I'm not trying to be a doofus. I'm not trying to be mean to you. What I want is for you to make it another great day. Because even if the rest of your day has been in the toilet, you have the power to change it. You have the power to make some different decisions to take your day in a completely different direction. Do you believe that? Do you believe that? That you have the power to make your day what you want it to be. That doesn't mean other things don't come into your life and happen to us. We say it all the time. We laugh and go, oh, life happened. And it does. For sure it does. But life is not about what happens to me. It's about how I respond, how you respond. It's the weirdest thing. The weirdest thing that happens when we take control of ourselves. Of ourselves, not of things around us, not of the people and stuff, of ourselves. Once you start to focus on you in terms of, and I don't mean that to be selfish. I'm not talking about turning it in and going, oh, I'm just going to look after me and screw the rest of it. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is we need to be working on ourselves at least as hard or harder than we're working on our business or working on our job. We need to work on ourselves. Why? Because as soon as that happens, everything changes. I saw Tony Robbins one time do couples therapy. Obviously, it's best to do it with both sides. But I saw him do it with only one half. And I was like, that's crap. How does that work? You need both the people in the room. And after 25 minutes of listening and talking to this young man, and then listening to what happened to them a year later, they were still together. They were talking about being divorced when they came to that. He came by himself because she wouldn't go with him. But the weirdest thing happened. He went home and was different. He went home and made different choices. He executed his power to make different choices. And guess what happened? His life changed. Whoa! Then people responded around him different. His wife responded to him differently. She didn't change. He changed. He changed. Can you do that? Can you change? Do you have the courage to do that? Some people do, some people don't. Do you have the courage to be able to sacrifice who you think you are right now to become who you're supposed to be tomorrow? Do you have it in you? The concept is very, 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 very simple. This is not rocket science, or I wouldn't be able to do it. It's simple, but it certainly isn't easy. It's simple, but it's not easy. What tools or strategies do you need to make it work for you? Are you willing to come get them? Are you willing to come get them? Go get them. Come get them. You need to prioritize and execute for you. It's not bad to think about other people. It's not bad to be others focused. I'm all over it. But you have to look after yourself first. That's not instead of, and you've heard me say that before. It's not look after yourself instead of your responsibilities. It's look after yourself first so that you can, so that you're equipped to be able to, so that you have the tools and strategies to be able to, so you're healthy enough to be able to. When we put ourselves in the back burner, I am a walking, talking billboard for what happens when you don't listen to your body. when you don't do self-care, when you don't look after yourself first. This is what happens. People all the time are like, Gord, your body's letting you down. No, it's not. I let it down by not paying attention to it for decades. More than three, I didn't pay attention to it. But what strategies or tools do you need? And where do you have to go to get them? Which brings me to, you know what? I've got, if this resonates with you or you need the tools and strategies to make your life better, are you sick and tired of being sick and tired yet? Gord, I don't have the time. I don't have the money. Great. Then you know what? It's not bad enough. Oh, it's horrible. It's horrible. My life's horrible. You know what? It's not bad enough yet. No offense. It's not bad enough yet. Because once it's bad enough, you'll go and get help. You'll go and say, hey, you know what? It doesn't matter what it costs. I'm going to go and find help. I had a really interesting conversation with a prospect this week where I was talking to them and they're a beautiful candidate. I know I can help them. The weird thing is they went, Gord, the amount of money, it's a lot of money. And I was like, a lot of money for you, a lot of money for the program, a lot of money for me, a lot of money for what? A lot of money for what? Well, I've spent a lot of money in the past and the program hasn't worked. So it's been an expense. And I'm like, great. What did you do? What did you do with that course? What did you do with that product? What do you mean? It's up to you. It's your choice. What did you do with it? Because what you're telling me is that the cost of working to get where you say you want to go is too high. Is that because this program won't work or because you know you're not going to execute it? You don't believe in you as much as I believe in you. I know if you take this information that I could give you and execute on it, you will get where you want to go. How do I know that? Thousands and thousands and thousands of people, pro athletes, high-level elite entrepreneurs. The testimonials coming back from people, Gord, this is awesome. This is life-changing. That's how I know. But if you've tried before and you've spent money and it didn't work, it's probably because you didn't do it, not because the program wasn't there. Not because the Weight Watchers will work. Why doesn't everybody use Weight Watchers? Because it doesn't resonate with everybody. So go find the voice that works for you. And if you're listening to me week after week after week, the voice resonates with you. My message resonates with you. Reach out, Gord, I need help. And whether you plug into one-on-one, that's highly customized, almost 100% customized to what you need to move you forward. I've taken people from $50,000 a year in income with their own business to more than $500,000 in the 6 months they worked with me. Is that worth spending 10 grand, 20 grand, 50 grand, 100 grand? You tell me. It's a lot of money to spend if you're not going to execute. Are you happy where you are in your life? Are you willing to come get the tools you need? Plug in, whether it's one-on-one. I have group programs, both for men and for women. Box Inside Out program, that's exactly what it is. And I have cohorts for both of those registering right now. You want to move yourself forward? You want to get to a different level? Are you tired of being tired? You want your life to be what it's supposed to be? Matter of fact, you want to make your life smoother. You want to understand why when your wife says, hey, you're never here. And you're like, I'm here every night for supper. What are you talking about? She goes, yeah, but your body might be, but your brain isn't. She's not going to tell you that. It's the vibration coming out of your head. You need the tools and strategies. And it's like buying insurance. We have to do it when we don't need it, when we're healthy and everything is good, because when we do need it, we don't qualify. That's how insurance works. You buy it when you're healthy, because when you need it, you don't qualify for it. In the mental awareness arena, we have to put the tools in our tool belt, in our toolbox, when things are good, when everything is healthy, we're doing well. Why? Because when it's not, people are choosing to give their soul back to Papa, not because that's the only option, but because they don't know what the other options are. As a suicide survivor myself, I'm telling you, they would choose something different if they knew what the options were. But we have to give them an awareness of those options before they get into the problem. Because once they're there, it's too late. Once they're there, it's too late. That's my job. It's not just my job, it's my mission. I want to help. I want to help, but the good tools and the resources are only good if you plug into them. I can't want it more for you than you want it for you. One of my mentors said that to me this week, Gord, I can't want it for more for you than you want it for you. I'm like, you're right. That's absolutely correct. Do you want it for you? Because if you do, you need to reach out. Gord. And you know what? If you can't afford some of the programs, and I've made some of my stuff, the Box Inside Out programs, those are ridiculously low price. Ridiculously, ridiculously. I didn't want the dollars and cents to be the thing that stopped people. You want to invest in yourself? Great way to do it. Life-changing. Life-changing. I'm happy to do that with you. But you know what? If Gord, I need help. Can you help me? I need resources. I don't have a lot of money. Whatever it is, reach out to me. I can help you. TheLongBeardedGuy@gmail.com. TheLongBeardedGuy@gmail.com. Straightforward. It's easy. Email me. Reach out on any social media platform there is. Anywhere. Respond and say, Gord, I need help. Can you help me? And I will. Gord, can you direct me? I will. It's simple, but it's not easy. And you know what? We have programs all over the place. We write a book. All the information's in the book. You spend $30, $35 on the book and go, great. You get part of the way into the book and you go, crap, how do I customize this to my situation? Now, all of a sudden, you need to reach out to the author of the book. Now you need, whether it's group or one-to-one mentorship. Why? Because you got to figure out a way, how do I customize this to myself? We're here to help. I'm here to help you. Please, please reach out to me. I want engagement. I want engagement. I can't make an impact on every man I meet or every person I meet unless I'm putting it out there. I'm throwing the life preserver out there. If you don't grab it, I can't do anything with that. I can't do anything with that. I need to take another quick break. Please, as we go to this break, I need you out loud. Gord, I receive what you're pumping out. Thank you. Gord, I receive the help. Thank you. Email me. And don't forget to pause and breathe, to let it settle and to ground yourself. Give yourself the gift of being present. It's called that for a reason. Present, it's a gift. Give it to yourself. We will be right back. We're going to do a quick recap and a call to action. Don't go anywhere. This has been wonderful to be with you today. And I hope this is helpful. And I hope you hear my heart. I hope you hear my heart. You're with the long bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville. That's me on Inspired Choices Network. I'll be right back.
How much of our daily success relies on our mindset? Anything we are unaware of can still impact our lives. When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Why is the word stigma such a BS misnomer? Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Join the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, the Chief Catalyst Strategist Guide at Jewel International, invites you to an enlightening, sometimes shocking discussion. He will be challenging you to explore your own answers to these questions and so many more. This will lead you towards living an abundant, successful life, no matter how you define it. Gordon D. Melville is live Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Long-Bearded Guy with Gordon D. Melville. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. Now back to the program.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Thank you for being with me today. I appreciate it. You're with the Long-Bearded Guy, obviously. Gordon D. Melville, that's me on Inspired Choices Network. And we're talking about good news. It's all my fault. Good news, empowering, freedom, no more victim. We are where we are because of what we've done, the choices we've made, good, bad, or otherwise. That should be empowering. I hope you feel my heart. I hope you hear my heart. I get passionate. I get on my soapbox because it means something to me. I hear every week people that have given their soul back to Papa or tried. I got to move quicker. I've got to find ways to connect with people better or differently and give them the tools. Let them know, make them aware. Hey, there's options. You have options. Good options that can move you forward and save your life. Give you some other choices. You have to plug into that. That's the recap. Extreme ownership. Grab the book. It's a great book. Grab the book. It's simple, but it's not easy. Believe in yourself. Start right there. Check your ego so that you don't, that doesn't stop you from getting the help you need. Asking for help is not a sign of weakness. It's a sign of strength. I teach my sons all the time. It's a sign of strength. Asking for help is a sign of strength. We can't get there on our own. The call to action this week is to let go of what you can't control. Control your controllables. That's you. That's all you can control. What you think, your emotion, and what you do. Because what you think and your emotion is going to dictate what you do. Right? What you think and your emotions, ever been really, really, really pissed off and you either run in a direction where you want to do something, action, take action, exercise, go for a walk, whatever it happens to be. Right? Some people get angry and they turn in and they don't do anything. But what we're thinking, our emotions and our brain is dictating what our body's doing. That's the only thing you can control. So control your controllables. You have to work on that. Nobody else can do that for you. It'd be nice if they could, but they can't. We can hold your hand and I can do that. I can hold your hand and walk through the valley with you. I can walk through the struggle with you. I can give you tools in real time as you go through it. But you got to reach out. Gord, I need help. An alcoholic can't be helped until they can stand there and go, hey, I'm an alcoholic. Until they've admitted this is what the challenge is. Until they know, hey, you know what? This is a program that I think is going to work. Because I'm going, you know what? I'm tired of being tired. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I'm going to do something different than I've ever done before. I'm going to invest in myself to get where I want to go. I'm challenging you. I'm throwing a gauntlet down. Stop bitching and whining and complaining because your life's not what you want it to be, and make it what you want it to be. Come get it. Go get it. Whether it's with me or with anybody else, find a way to get there. Join me next week, Friday, July 26th. Translate priorities. Check your schedule and your checkbook. Don't tell me that this is a priority. Gordon, change is a priority and not do anything about it. Where you spend your time and your money, that's the priority, regardless what your mouth says. That's what we're going to talk about next week. This week, as we go into this week, control, let go of what you can't control. Stop trying to control it all. Control the controllables. Control you. Learn mastery, self-mastery about yourself. Be courageous. Be unapologetically you. Unabashedly you. Nobody else can do that. That's unique. It makes you unique. Make it another great week because you have the power to do that. Live out you abundantly and with intention. Don't just let it happen. I love you. Massive hugs. And the next question, who are you being? How are you showing up in the world? Think about it. Hold on to that. Who are you being? I love you. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for tuning into the Long Bearded Guy Show. you are appreciated and loved. Gordon D. Melville returns Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on the InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, make it another great week, leading with love, powerfully designing, crafting, and living out your positively impactful legacy life you were created for. Big hugs!